Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are pumped to be here. We prayed for so long, asking God to be able to do something about education in America because it was being flipped upside down.
Yes, it was being used for propaganda, for political agenda.
But not for history,
no.
Math, and
education.
The STEM. And so things have switched, and we're grateful for it. It's going to take a while to turn this ship around.
Right.
But, you know, of all the people, you know, the president, President Donald Trump, put over the education, over all the education in America, she's called the Secretary of Education.
That's from pre-K all the way till college, university. I mean, it's everything.
Any education at all, you know, that is so important, whoever heads that up. And the person who's heading that up is Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. Mm. We talked about it earlier in our programs, her husband is the founder of Amway, which is a large company, and I don't know if he still owns it or not, but her father also, if you ever had a visor in your car, that sun visor that you pull down and it has a light and a mirror in it, that was Betsy's father that designed that. So she's been blessed with, you know, creativity. She's worked in these things, but now they have, you know, quite a few dollars.
Just a little bit.
I don't know if it's hundreds of millions or whatever it is.
It's billions.
It's billions. Wow.
Yeah.
Understand this. What are they doing with it? They're blessed to be a blessing. We talk about that all the time in VF and KB. You know, God doesn't mind getting things to you as long as he can get things through you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually using her own aircraft,
yes,
her own gas,
yes,
which is a very expensive proposition.
Oh, yes, very expensive.
To fly all over from school to school, from meeting to meeting in our own country for our kids.
That's amazing.
For your neighbor's kids,
That's
for all
amazing.
Those kids getting off the bus. And she has such a deep vision, you know, for and hope for our kids. So she's being interviewed here by a member of the American Heritage Group, and a wonderful lady and friend of hers, obviously. There's one thing she says here I think is very important, because we're going to go right to it, and you're going to hear Betsy DeVos speak firsthand on this. But this interviewer, she says, you know, I always said some people have school choice. The wealthy, the connected, and the elected all have school choice. But the question she's asking Secretary Betsy DeVos is, but what about doing the very same thing for all of our children, giving all of our children school choice? Let's see what Betsy said.
Well, one of the things that I'm fond of saying is that some people have school choice, the wealthy, the connected, and the elected. They have it. What are you doing at the department right now to assure that all students have that opportunity?
Well, we are first of all carrying out the duties of the department, and right now in K-12 world, that includes the implementation of the Every Student Succeeds Act, which I think if states take the opportunities afforded them through the act, will bring many more opportunities and much more flexibility for schools to meet students' needs and to address the needs of individual students. In complement to that, I continue to advocate, most education policy happens at the state level, and many states have taken significant steps to offer parents and empower parents with more choices for their children's education. I'm urging and encouraging states to even double down on that, and for those who've not yet taken those steps, to do so. We have an opportunity also from the federal level to partner with states in that regard, and there will be more on that coming in the coming months. But there's also opportunities at the federal level to look at areas where the federal government is directly involved, and I think specifically around military-connected families. And I know for a fact that there are more than a third of military families, active duty military families that have school-age children, their decisions about where they go or where they don't go or whether they continue to serve hinge very heavily on the opportunities they have for their children's education. And so I think we have an opportunity in that regard to empower them with some more of those choices.
You know, we'd like to hear from you. We want to hear your comments. You know, what do you have to say about that? Isn't that awesome when somebody's rooting for your kids They're saying, listen, I want your children to have every choice other people have.
So interesting is that this lady, as we mentioned earlier, is extremely wealthy. She can be doing anything, maybe investing in her own companies.
Yes.
But she's doing this on her own dime, you know. And
for us.
For us.
Yeah, so, 100% of what you invest in the children is 100% investment in your future, because our children are our future.
Appreciation for what she's doing is amazing.
Yeah. And so talk to us, you know, send us your emails, you know, comment below. You know, we want to hear what you have to say about that. This is a huge answer to prayer. Somebody saying, I'm spending my own money to be here to make sure your kids are successful, because your kids' future is my future.
That's right.
You know?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.